It's a couple of weeks, according to him. I know there are other reports out there that it could be more than that. What's your best guess? What's your take? What are you going with right now on Cam Robinson, the left tackle status for Alabama?
Well, without being a doctor, without having seen the x-ray, just purely going off a guy that sprains his ankle a lot of times, especially a high ankle sprain, it's going to be at least a couple weeks, probably more than that. If I'm purely speculating, I think Alabama would probably be happy to have him back in time for the Auburn game. That's just me speculating going off of, high ankle sprains. They don't sound that bad, but generally they're 4 to 6 weeks. And you add in a guy that's 320 pounds, whatever Cam is, and you saw the way he, couldn't put any pressure on that ankle as he's being helped off the field in the locker room in Knoxville. I'm just adding two and two together. And, Nick Saban is generally pretty good with injury reports. He said 2 weeks for Ryan Kelly. It was 2 weeks. Now, I don't know if he was using couple as in two or, couple of weeks as in a few weeks. So
right.
I'm sure we'll get some clarification on that tonight. But no doubt lose a big loss, true freshman left tackle that started all 8 games for Alabama. It's a game he, really wanted to play in his home state. But unlikely that's probably going to happen now.
I had been of the opinion early in the year that the strength of this offensive line did indeed lie within its numbers. While there may not be the number of NFL guys across the front as we have seen in some other years recently under Nick Saban, that they definitely had about 7 or 8 guys they felt pretty good about. Those have started to diminish a little bit, or that's been tested when you have injuries like the one Austin Shepherd had, when you have Ryan Kelly out for a couple of weeks. Now you've got this. That all being said, don't you feel like they're better equipped to handle this now than they were a month ago?
Oh, no doubt. Look at a guy like Bradley Bozeman, who was a redshirt freshman, wasn't really playing a lot in mop-up duty at most. Ryan Kelly going down necessitated that he come in a big-time game on the road at Ole Miss, played that game, played at Arkansas. Played at Texas, against Texas A&M. So, and now you saw him play last week when the double switch occurred. They moved Leon Brown from right guard to left tackle when Cam Robinson went down. Bradley moved to right guard. So you just look at him, and you never want to deal with injuries. But sometimes it develops that depth that's crucial in the SEC when you're playing 12 games.
Talking Aaron Settles from TideSports.com, Tuscaloosa News. Otherwise, from an injury standpoint, I'm drawing a blank here. They seem to be okay for the most part, didn't they? Other than that, and I know that's a big, in a lot of different ways, that's a big setback. But otherwise, they're actually in fairly decent shape going into this or during this bye week, aren't they?
Yeah, the bye week comes at a good time. T.J. Yeldon had a little bit of a foot injury against Tennessee, nothing serious. Well, no more practice today. We'll watch him play. Denzel Duvall is about the only guy. He's still out. I think Nick Saban said he'll start practicing again. Well, he's close to returning, but even looking at his position, Ryan Anderson has filled in beautifully during his absence. So pretty good spot. I think it's an important bye week because of just the line shuffle. Coming into the season, it was a question mark. They had a lot of guys hadn't played with each other, and they really, just when you think they're starting to develop a little bit of continuity, there's an injury that necessitates some guys moving around. So that's the biggest injury spot right now. It's definitely Cam Robinson.
Look, it's human nature. I'm guilty of it as much as anybody, or I have been. The angst over what we could or could not see when the College Football Playoff Committee announces its ranking tonight. What are you looking for? Trying to keep it in perspective and understanding that there is so much that not only can change but will change in the remaining 5 weeks of the season. What are you looking for tonight, Aaron, out of this ranking?
I think tonight establishes a baseline of kind of what the thought process is among the 11 members. And from there on, to me, it's about consistency. So if you value conference champions, which is one argument, which is something they'll consider, how do you put that in tonight? You basically have to guess which team you think is going to be the conference champion. Do you put an Oregon ahead of Alabama or Auburn? You put an Ohio State or a Michigan State ahead of Ole Miss, ahead of Georgia? I think tonight establishes a baseline, because if tonight comes out and Florida State or Mississippi State, Florida State, Alabama, Ole Miss, or Auburn in the top four spots, and you know whatever one of those teams wins out, I don't see how you can leave them out in favor of a team that was behind them when you first came out with the rankings. Now, certainly things can change. Alabama could lose its quarterback. You know, Ole Miss could lose their quarterback. A lot of different things can change. I'm sure that'll weigh in some of their decisions, but I want to see where the baseline is, where the foundation of this poll is, see the thought process. And I'm going to pay careful attention to each week. Are they changing? Are they radically different from week to week? I'm just not a huge fan of people. I think these are guys and gals with the highest integrity. I think they're trying to do the best job. But we're people. We're inherently biased based on our region, our upbringing, social economical status, et cetera, et cetera. We all have biases. I mean, I do. And I try my best to check them out the door. But at the end of the day, I know I have biases. And that's what you have to guard against. So we'll see. I'm very interested, but I don't have high hopes, and I think it's going to create a lot of controversy that I don't know is good for the sport.